can't live without.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Happy Easter, all. Dawn, who's up first this hour?
This hour, first up is Michelle from Maine, who has a question about revamping a garden plot of hers.
Okay. Michelle, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club and happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, Paul. I have a pyracantha plant that has been alive for 40 years. It's about 5 feet across. It's between the cellar entryway and where the oil man fills. About 2 years ago, it started dying, and now it's down to just a couple of red buried branches and a little green at the base. Is there any hope for it?
Well, when you said to me that it's near the oil fill,
correct. I never saw him spill, but I wondered.
Yeah, I'd be willing to bet, because if that plant has been there that long, there's no reason why it should be slowly dying on you. When you get a minute, Michelle, dig into the ground, maybe 6-8 inches with your hands or with a trowel, and smell the soil. I'd be willing to bet that, you know, it doesn't take a lot. And I'd be willing to bet that, you know, when he was taking out that spigot, and maybe he didn't tap it quite enough to get every drop off, maybe a little bit fell, you know, and if you lose 3, 4, 5 drops or maybe even more every time you fill, then it's going to eventually pollute the soil. And if that's the situation, then there really isn't too much that you can do. If you want to replant in that area, what you will have to do is to remove all of that soil to about 3 feet and then replace it with some fresh soil. But, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, if it's that close to the fill pipe, I think no matter what you do, it's eventually going to have a little bit of oil spilled on it. Not by the fault of the man. It's just something that does happen. So what I would try and do on your existing plant, cut off everything that's dead and then fertilize it. A general purpose fertilizer like Plant Tone will work very well. But what I would also try and do is to get a product like BioTone or Plant Thrive. They both contain Mycorrhiza. And Mycorrhiza will double the size of your root system of the plant in just a very short period of time, 3, 4, 5 weeks. And by building up a stronger root system, that should help the plant to come back to life. At least you're going to give it a shot. But to me, that would be what I would do at this point to try and get that plant to come back for you. But just for your own peace of mind, dig into the ground with your hands or your shovel, you know, 6 inches, maybe a little bit more, and smell the soil. If you smell oil, there's not much that you can do other than to replace that soil. Good luck, Michelle, and have a great Easter. Dawn, who's up next?
Next we have Arlene from Maine, who has a question about a raised bed.
Arlene, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
Good, and happy Easter, Arlene.
And happy Easter to you, too. Thank you. I have two. Oh, I told him I had two questions, but I have a third. I found out about the cotton seeds. The first one is last Sunday I thought I beat the rain, and I put down step one with halt and the water retention stuff. I put it all down, and I was so proud I beat the rain. Now, because we had so much rain, was a lot of it washed out? That was a useless effort, or what?
Well, I did talk to Scott's on Friday because I had that same question. And he said to me this. He said, if your land was flat and you got 4 to 6 inches of rain, but it was flat and you saw that it didn't wash off, there's a very good chance that some of it is still active. If your land has any pitch to it, you have to assume that the crabgrass preventer that you put down has washed off. Now, he said to me this. If the person has a pretty good lawn, the fertilizer most likely is still there because it's a granular. And it would, unless it was a really, really steep piece of land, it would just sink to the ground and then would attach itself to the soil and would stay there. So, because it does not float. The pre-emergence turns into a liquid and then creates a film like a skin of the soil, and there's a very good chance that that has washed off. So, he said if the lawn is in good shape, then what he would do is wait until we get to June. Keep an eye open for the possibility of crabgrass germinating, especially on the edges where there's wear from walking on it or if you've got some spots, and at that time use a product that will kill the crabgrass plant. The product that you put down now is a pre-emergence. It kills it before the seed has a chance to germinate. But unfortunately, the month of March in the New England states gave us anywhere from 12 to 20 inches of rain. And you've all seen on the news, especially the state of Rhode Island, they were just devastated. Parts of Connecticut, parts of Massachusetts, parts of Maine with washouts and everything else. So he said, don't reapply it because the fertilizer is still there. Keep an eye, and if you see the pale green grass seedlings beginning to develop, then use a post killer. And Bayer and Scott's both make a product that will kill dandelions and chickweed and clover as well as crabgrass. But that's not going to be until the end of May, the beginning of June, before you see signs of the new seedlings developing in your lawn. Thank you, Arlene. Dawn, who's up next?
Next, we have Jay from Massachusetts, who'd like to know how to get rid of creeping Charlies.
Okay. Jay, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And yourself? Happy Easter.
Yeah, happy Easter to you. I have a problem with a weed called creeping Charlie.
Yep.
It grows everywhere, and it's fun to pull up, but I just can't get rid of it. Is there anything I can do to get rid of that?
Yeah, there is. What you want to do is go down to your local garden center, and you want to pick up a product made by Bonide. It's called Weed Beater Ultra. Weed Beater Ultra. And it's going to take two applications about a week apart, and it is going to literally destroy it. There's also another company called Fertiloam, and they have a product called Weed Out with Q. Weed Out with Q. So either one of those two will take care of it if you spray it about 7 days apart. So as soon as you see that the leaf of the creeping Charlie, it will work on the juga, on violets, on these really, really tough weeds, it will knock it right out. Most of the other products don't have the ingredients that both of these companies have. And these companies, Bonide and Fertilome, with their products, they can be applied when the temperature is in the 40s and low 50s, while the other products on the market, you need to have it high 50s to low 60s. So it will work with 10 to 15 degrees cooler outside temperature. But you either want to use Weed Beater Ultra, which will do a very, very good job, and then if or else Fertilome Weed Out with Q. Either one of those two will take care of any broadleaf weed. Now, the one thing you want to be thinking about is when you spray this weed killer on your lawn, it will not hurt the grass. It will kill dandelions and chickweed and clover and all that kind of stuff. Do it on a day when there's no wind, because it's a broadleaf weed killer. It will not hurt grasses. So if you're spraying your lawn and you're not paying attention and the wind is blowing, some of it could drift into your perennial bed, onto evergreens, and then you could have some damage. So be careful. Look what you're doing, and then always walk backwards. Don't spray and continue. Start off at one end of your property and back up. And that way you're not stepping on it with the possibility of tracking it all over the house. Okay? Our phone number, 800-259-9231. I want to tell you about some great new lawn and garden fertilizers. Converted Organics, a Boston-based company, converts food waste into an all-natural organic fertilizers. Converted Organic fertilizers are safe for kids, pets, and the environment. They do not contain synthetic chemicals, chicken waste, or biosolids. Converted Organics receives food waste from supermarkets and converts it into an all-natural organic fertilizer. By diverting food waste from the landfills, where they would otherwise produce methylene gas, Converted Organics is helping to reduce destructive greenhouse gases. This spring, nourish your lawn and gardens, help to reduce greenhouse gases by purchasing Converted Organics 100% natural fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you or to sign up for a chance to win an organic lawn care makeup, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and sustainable. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines. Over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning and happy Easter to all of you this morning. If we can help you with your garden, the number to call is 800-259-9231. Don, who's next?
This is Joe from Cape Cod. He has a question about a red twig dogwood.
Okay. Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club and happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you too, Paul. I have a question about a red twig dogwood.
Yes.
It's about 6 years old, and the trouble started last summer when the major stalks began at the base to turn from red to gray. Now about half of the tree is gray. I know that's not right, and I don't know what to do with it.
Okay. The problem is your plant is maturing, and what's happening is those young, smooth, waxy-colored branches, as they mature, will put on a layer of bark to make it stronger. So what you need to do is every single year fertilize that red twig dogwood plant, because it will get up a good 6 to 7 feet tall if you don't prune it. What you need to do every year is to remove some of those older branches right to the ground to try and encourage some new growth. And the new growth that comes out is going to be red. So I used to have quite a few at the house, and what I would do is around Christmas time, I would go out and prune the branches that have the most gray to get them out of there, and then I would take the tips of the branches, the first 2 or 3 feet that was nice and red, and I would use those in holiday arrangements. Feed it in the spring, the new shoots will come out, they'll grow relatively quick, and they'll be that nice, shiny red. So it's nothing that you've done wrong. It's nothing the matter with your soil. It's just the plant is maturing, and you need to remove some of the older branches to encourage new growth to keep that bark nice and shiny red. Okay? So a little bit of selective thinning here and there. Save those nice red branches. Put them in a vase of water right now, and they'll make leaves, and it'll be beautiful in with some fresh cut flowers with the red tips on it. But and then fertilize it, something like Plant Tone, a good granular organic fertilizer, and you'll be in great shape. So don't give up. Everything is fine. You just got to encourage the new and remove some of the old. And you do the same thing with lilacs. If you have lilacs and they're not blooming, some of the older branches, they're just tired. So you want to remove some of those older branches and allow the new growth to come in and to replace those branches. And you do it a little bit every year. Don't go in there and butcher the whole thing. But like on your lilacs, wait until it comes into bud and bloom. And if you see that there's a branch that's just not blooming, what I do, I give it a chance. I cut a big branch, something that's maybe an inch or two in diameter. I'll cut that branch to my waist, so about 3 feet. And what will happen is in the spring, the top foot of that will make all kinds of little suckers, new shoots. And normally, within the third year, those new shoots are loaded with flowers. And they love lime. The red twig dogwood really doesn't care. Thank you, Joe. Don, who's next?
We have Tony from Rhode Island who would like to know about a weed preventative.
Okay. Tony, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for the newsletter, the wealth of information. Appreciate it. My question is a preen weed preventative.
Yes.
What's your opinion of that? Using it on flower beds at this time of the year or when and how much and what's
okay.
the effectiveness of that preen?
Preem works pretty good. What you've got to do is you have to, now, first of all, preem will kill all seeds. So that if you decide you want to use it in your flower beds and you plant seeds, it's going to kill the seeds because it doesn't know that a marigold or a zinnia seed is good. It just kills all seed. So what first step is to get out in your perennial beds. Take your cultivator or rake and clean it up, get all of the seedlings out, scratch up that soil, broadcast the preem according to recommendations, and it's easy because it's bright yellow, and it usually has a built-in shaker, and then water. And the yellow color dust will come off, will create a skin, and kill all seeds that are there. Do not cultivate once you apply, but it does work great.
Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer bin, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray. It's the only patent and protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
AirandAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirandAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirandAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433. Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
You have Harry on the line here from New Hampshire, and he has a question about some local wildlife.
Okay. Harry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy Easter.
You have Harry on the line here.
Harry.
Hi, good morning, Paul.
Morning. Yes.
Just moved into a new neighborhood in New Hampshire, and we want to plant a few things. And one thing I'm sure about is that we have some deer in the neighborhood. I just want to be sure that what I put out is going to be safe from them. Like, we want to put out a lilac, we want to put out some roses and some holly, among other things, but mainly those, and impatiens, yews, and daisies. Is there going to be a problem with deer, you think?
Well, I'm sure that the deer are going to be somewhat of a problem, especially for a nice, luscious, soft growth that's going to be developing in the days to come. What I would suggest is that you start training them now with a product like Deer Scram, which is a granular product that you can sprinkle in the areas where you have plants coming out of the ground and around shrubs that they may be interested in. Deer will eat holly. There's no question about it. I never thought that they would eat something like that, but you know, with the leaf that's got all the little thorns on the end of it, they just chew it right down. They will eat some of the bulbs, tulips especially, not so much daffodils, but tulips they will. And if they find that your place is not protected, they will go right to your house and really do a job on it. So what I would suggest you do is any plants that are coming up or you're going to be planting, use a product like Deer Scram. You want to repeat it every couple of weeks to let them know that you don't want them around, and that should help, and especially if it gets wet. So if you get a lot of rain, then you want to make sure that you reapply it again because it will wash out after a while. But you know, if you don't do anything and, you know, you've got growth that's up 3, 4, 5 inches, you could come out the next morning, things like lilies that are coming out of the ground, your spring flowering bulbs, anything that's really soft and luscious, they'll go right for it. So you've got to train them that you don't want them around, and a product like Deer Scram will be very, very effective. Also, Shake Away and Barbex, they both make repellents. Barbex is a liquid, and this is a product that you can just spray, mix it up in like a pump sprayer or a watering can, and that way you can spray it directly on a leaf-type plant, while a powder would be more for ground feeding. But just be aware, if you've got deer, there is potentially a problem for you in the future because it's been a long winter. They're looking for a food source. There you go. Dawn? Dawn? Okay. We're sorry about we had some gremlins in the phone lines. We apologize for the delay. It was not your local station. It happened in the phone lines here. Okay, we were talking about the deer and a product like Deer Scram. You apply it to any of the new shoots coming out. You can use a product like Barbex, which is a liquid that you mix with water or buy it or pre-mix and just spray it directly on the plants. But the deer are looking for food right now, and if they know they can get into your yard, they will come back again and again and again. So you've got to train them not to come into your yard. Go to the neighbors, but keep out of your yard. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Mary from Massachusetts, and she has a question about poison ivy.
Okay. Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy Easter, Mary.
Hi, Paul. Happy Easter to you as well.
Thank you. I have two
questions. What's the most effective product to kill poison ivy, and what's the difference between heath and heather?
Okay. Now, poison ivy, where is it growing?
Just about everywhere, and I'm highly allergic.
Yeah. Okay. what I would suggest that you do is, if it's climbing up trees, what you're going to need to do is you're going to have to take some pruners or a hatchet of some sort and try and cut the vine that's coming out of the ground and running up the tree. And the sooner you can do that, the better. That way, there's no possibility of the plant going up into the tree and continuing to get stronger and stronger and stronger. There's no weed killer for poison ivy that you can use at this time of the year. So if it's growing on a flat surface, let's say along the edge of your property, and you know that it's been there, as soon as you mow the grass, mow it right down. Just make sure you've got long pants on, because if you have open legs, bits and pieces are going to go flying and you could get it on your legs. Now, for a weed killer, you can kill poison ivy with products like Roundup, which are very, very good and very easy to apply. You can also kill it with the liquid weed killers for broadleaf weeds, the same weed killers that kill clover and dandelions and chickweed and weeds like common weeds like that will also kill poison ivy. The main thing is the leaves have to be fairly open, and the weed killers are really not going to be effective until we get to the middle to the end of May, possibly June, depending on the weather. Okay? So the other thing is, if you have hard water, what you need to do is in your sprayer that you're putting in the Roundup or the weed killer for the grass, after you have added your water and put in your weed killer, I mean after, then put a little squirt of liquid soap into it. Joy, Dove, Dawn, whatever you wash your dishes with. And then just take your container and shake it or stir it pretty vigorously. What will happen is poison ivy has a very thin layer of like wax on it. And if you've ever looked at poison ivy, it's really shiny. Well, that's a waxy film, and that protects it. When you add a little bit of liquid soap to your chemical, it makes it stick to that waxy cuticle, and that way it can get into the plant a lot better. Okay? So you need to apply it when the leaves are pretty much open, on a nice sunny day with no rain, and just use something like Roundup or Weed Beater Ultra. It will do a wonderful, wonderful job. Difference between Heath and Heather is the shape of the needle and the blooming time, and also the height of the plant. Your Heathers tend to be taller and also larger in size. Your Heaths tend to be lower growing to the ground, more carpet-like. But if you put them in a bed side by side or in a mixture, it would be really hard for you to really say, this is a Heath and this is a Heather. Heathers have a tendency to be a little bit hardier. So give that a try. Thank you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Ed from Massachusetts, and I believe he has a question about zoysia grass.
Okay. Ed, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. Good morning.
I was just
looking at this ad in a magazine as I was listening to your show. 7 ways your zoysia grass lawn saves you time, work, and money. And, of course, they have nothing but glowing reports on how wonderful the stuff is, but I seem to remember someone saying, ooh, never get that stuff. It's a pernicious weed. What's your opinion?
Yeah. Well, I used to live on the south shore of Boston in a town called Scituate. And we had a customer that, like you, looked at the Sunday paper, said, oh, my grass is nothing but weeds. I'm going to try this. And they planted it, and it grows. And I mean, it grows like you cannot believe. They send it to you in little squares, little plugs about an inch in diameter. You buy a tool that makes a hole in the ground, and you put in these plugs. And just like a big checkerboard, I think they're like 15 inches apart or 12 inches apart. And then you feed it and water it, and it does grow wicked, wicked fast. The problem, if you live off of Cape Cod, as soon as you get your first hard frost in September, it turns brown. And it does not turn green until you get to, I would say, mid to late May. You really need to have some heat to go from brown to green. So it's basically green during late May, June, July, August, and part of September. The rest of the year, it's brown. The other thing is, it's very aggressive, and it just keeps spreading. So if you have perennial beds or shrubbery beds, you almost have to put down some type of a metal or a plastic edging to keep it out, because it just will keep growing right into your shrubbery bed, into your perennial beds, and just take over. And your neighbors are not going to like it because it just keeps going into their yard. You know, if you live further south, where you had warmer temperatures in the spring and warmer temperatures in the fall to extend the season, great. But for New England, I would say no. Washington, D.C., south, no problem. It's just our growing season is not long enough or hot enough, and you end up with a green grass for basically 3 months and brown grass for 9 months. And most of us, the grass is green during the winter. Bluegrass and fescues, not zoysia.
Grow nursery quality plants with Jiffy brand potting mixes, the same formulations used by the pros. Jiffy brand potting mixes prevent soil compaction, promote better water and oxygen distribution, and build healthy roots for beautiful results. Simple to use, too. Just open the bag and pour. Ask for the Jiffy brand at lawn and garden retailers everywhere. Don't forget all of the many other Jiffy gardening products, too, including Jiffy seed starting trays and greenhouses, plus Jiffy 7 peat pellets and Jiffy peat pots. And Jiffy seed starting mix is the best in the business. For guaranteed seed starting success, be sure to use America's number one brand of flower, vegetable, and herb seeds, the Ferry Morse seed brand, with all Jiffy products. Remember, successful gardens are created with successful products. Choose Jiffy potting mixes and Ferry Morse seeds for premium results this spring and summer.
Jonathan Green, is there anything new in the lawn business this year?
As a matter of fact, there is, Paul.
What's that, Jonathan?
I call it my Jonathan Green Miracal Fertilizer.
Is this a source of calcium like lime?
Yes, Paul. Miracal is natural and contains readily available calcium. Miracal releases trapped nutrients, and it also stimulates the beneficial microorganisms in the soil. Miracal is also palletized for easy spreading.
So Miracal is more effective than lime?
Oh, yes. One bag of Miracal can be the equivalent of 10 bags of lime for raising the pH, so it's less to lug home in the car.
Wow, this should save a lot of time and effort. Your Miracal sounds like a real winner.
Thank you, Paul.
Have Jonathan Green's Miracal fertilizer do all the work for you. Look for Jonathan Green products at your local nursery or garden center, and have a great spring.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered heart and body extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet, without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Remember, if you would like a free copy of a newsletter, a gardening newsletter that I write, it's available every Thursday on the Internet, and all you need to do is to sign up for it. Go to my website, paulparent.com, and just enter your email address, press submit, and every Thursday you will be getting some additional guiding information. You can print it out if you want and save it, or just delete it. But it's every Thursday. There's 4 articles most weeks, and that will help you with what's happening in your garden. www.paulparent.com. And while you're there, take a look at the new trip that we're planning. It's called the Trains of the Colorado Rockies. You'll be traveling through the Rocky Mountains on 4 different trains and a bus, and visiting some great sites. So take a look at it when you get a chance. Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Eric from Cape Cod, who has a question about seagrass and also a question about containing clover.
Terrific. Ed, good morning and happy Easter to you. Good morning, Eric.
Yeah, hi. Happy Easter to you. Two questions real quick is I was looking to contain clover or remove it. And then the second part is seagrasses around the landscape area, how to speed them up after they've been cut back.
Okay. As far as your seagrass, just a general purpose fertilizer will really go a long way. Go to your local garden center and get something called Plant Tone. It comes in 25 and 50 pound bags. It's an organic fertilizer, and you're basically going to put one good handful around each clump of grasses. If it's just a solid planting of grasses, then just broadcast it like you're throwing rock salt on ice. And the rains and the weather will just wash it right in. But we just need to have some warmer weather, and you're going to find that seagrass will come right back, no problem at all. We've been getting some decent weather. We've had more than enough rain, and I think the rain has probably held it back from doing what it should. But a general-purpose fertilizer like that will go a very, very long way. And my mind just went blank on me what your first question was. Clover. Okay. What you want to do is this. Clover can be controlled and can be eliminated very easily. Go to your local garden center. There's a company called Bonide, B-O-N-I-D-E. They have a product called Weed Beater Ultra. Two applications, 7 days apart, will knock it right out. As soon as you see that the clover is becoming visible in your ground, you've got to have leaves to catch the product. But Weed Beater Ultra, sprayed directly on the clover and repeated 7 days later, it will take it out totally. The other product is called Weed Out with Q. And both of these products, sprayed, repeated 7 days apart, dandelion chickweed, most of your common weeds will be killed with one application. But clover, because it's so strong, ajuga, the wild violets, you do need two applications to control it. Thank you, Eric. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Paul from New Hampshire, who has a question about which type of lime to use for sod.
Okay, Paul, good morning and happy Easter.
Good morning, Paul. Happy Easter to you, too. Thank you. Just a quick question. The type of lime that I should use for sod grass that was put in probably 8 or 9 months ago, which is flourishing and doing very, very well. I know there are different types of lime. Is there any special one I should use?
I tell you, I use MagiCal, M-A-G-I-C-A-L. It's made by Jonathan Green, and it is the new technology in lime products. The regular old-fashioned powdered lime, a 50-pound bag, will cover 1,000 square feet, but it takes 6 months to work. MagiCal, each bag will cover 5 to 10,000 square feet, and it works in 2 to 3 weeks. One 40-pound bag does 5,000 square feet of bad soil or 10,000 of normal soil. If you're using lime, you got to use, for 10,000 square feet, 500 pounds. So 500 pounds compared to 40, I go with the MagiCal, and you get results faster.